Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast with an open mind and an open mouth. I'm your host, Pete Pollock. I am probably the open mouth. And this week on the show, the bridge on the River Kwai. Why put a bridge on a river? Well, it turns out that's a pretty good place to put a bridge, but not necessarily a good place to keep it. For more details, stay tuned. Now, this is one of those films that it has a certain setup, and that setup involves Alec Guinness, the character played by Alec Guinness, who gets captured by the Japanese during World War II. And he and all of his men, which is hundreds, it seems like, all get captured at the same time. He's the commanding officer for everyone. And they get captured and they get taken into the jungle where the Japanese are building a railroad. And they need to build a bridge across the River Kwai, as in the title, in order to complete the railroad, which is a supply line that's going to run through Asia. And so Alec and his men, they show up there, and Alec, being he is the epitome of the what you might call the stereotypical, the very proper British gentleman, stiff upper lip, absolutely, his honor is bound by the rules of life as he understands them. And one of the fundamental rules that he lives his life by is the Geneva Convention. And they get to this camp, and the head of the camp, the Japanese commander, colonel, he says, hey, everybody's going to work on this railroad. I need it to be done by May 16th or whatever. You guys are all going to pitch in, and you're all going to help me build this railroad, or else I got to commit ritual suicide, and I don't want to do that. So you're all going to do this. And Alec Guinness says, well, Geneva Convention says that officers don't have to do manual labor. They oversee the manual labor, and we're not giving in on that point. And the Japanese colonel is about ready to shoot all the officers, and everybody else marches off to work, and Alec Guinness says, you know, you guys stay where you're at, and they don't move, and they stand there all day long. The Japanese colonel doesn't shoot them, obviously, because Alec, you know, you're not going to kill Alec Guinness in the first 10 minutes of the movie. And they stand there all day. And eventually the workers come back and they're still standing there. And the Japanese colonel decides, okay, you guys are so stubborn. Here's what I'm going to do. All the officers go into this hot box thing. They get packed in there and they're just stuck in this little room in the boiling heat. Alec Guinness, he gets shoved in his own special hot box, the oven, and they're all stuck in there, and that's it. And the Japanese commander is not going to have any of this guff from these guys. Well, time goes on, and the Japanese commander, little by little, he starts trying to make deals with Alec Guinness, and he's trying to. Well, you know, maybe we'll just let the junior officers can work and the senior officers don't have to. Alec Guinness will not give in at all, okay? He is absolutely adamant. He ain't moving. He's not giving in, and that's just the way things are. And he'll just stay in the hot box forever if that's what it takes. But he's not giving in. The Geneva Convention says this. And you got to be kind of impressed by that. Because, you know, he's going through a really rough time, and he does not look too good when they pull him out of this thing every once in a while. Well, eventually, you know, you can't do a movie, of course, with Alec Guinness just, you know, being in a box the whole time either. Eventually, the Japanese commander gives in. He makes up an excuse. It's a holiday. I'm going to let you guys all out. Amnesty for everybody, and the officers don't have to work. And everybody has a big celebration. And at this point in the movie, I'm kind of wondering, you know, why they didn't just put a bullet in the British guy's head. Because, you know, that's what would happen in a modern film. Or there would be some kind of weird battle scene with, you know, some guys with glass on their knuckles and stuff. There'd be some horrible, violent scene. But everybody just celebrates the fact that that the officers don't have to work. Which is a little weird too, but that's okay. You like Alec Guinness, you like the guys in this film, and you're kind of happy for them. And Alec Guinness, in return, he says, "Hey, you know, we're here and we're captured fair and square, and so we're gonna help them build the bridge. That's what we're gonna do." So all of his underlings, all the men, they were kind of slacking off and they were sabotaging it and they weren't taking it seriously. And the bridge is falling down half the time and it's falling on people and it's a horrible bridge that would never hold anything up. And Alec Guinness steps in. He says, "Well, we've got one of our officers that is an engineer and we're gonna help you fix this bridge." He moves the bridge upriver to a better spot. And they redesign it, and they build a really good bridge. They start building a really good bridge. And a lot of the guys are kind of wondering, why are we helping the enemy build a really good bridge? But Alec Guinness, honor bound, we're building the bridge. That's it. And he's actually kind of pleased about the fact that he's building this bridge. Well, that's not the only thing that happens in the movie. Because, you know, the movie about building a bridge, that's cool, but it's more of a documentary. The flip side of this is there's a bunch of other British guys who want to blow up the bridge because they know it's a supply line. They're outside. They're not in the camp. And they're commandos. And they get this American guy who escaped from the camp to lead them back in. And they lead this attack. They're going to go in and they're going to blow up the bridge. So a lot of the movie is them creeping up and getting close to the bridge, where they're going to strap plastic explosives to it and blow the thing sky high. All the while the other guys are trying to put their spit and polish on it and make a really nice bridge. All well and good. The thing that makes this movie work is that really both groups of people you kind of like. And, you know, Alec Guinness, I got to say, you're watching this and you're going, yeah, he's wrong, but he's really doing what he thinks is right. You know, he feels that he's honor bound to do this. And as a soldier who spent his whole life, you know, maybe killing things and blowing things up, he feels like he's building something that's going to last for the ages. After the war is over, people are going to know that British soldiers built this thing and they're going to understand that British soldiers are really good at what they do. And so you really like both sides. You're cheering for the commandos. You're cheering for the guys to finish the bridge. And even the Japanese commander who starts off as a, you know, pretty much a scumbag ends up, you know, I won't say he ever achieves likability, but, you know, you develop some understanding of where the guy's coming from. So through all of this, you know that at the end, there's going to be something bad happening to somebody, maybe everybody, who knows, but you're watching this and the tension builds up. And that is the key to this film for me. And that is why I'm going to tell you that this is definitely a buy it. It's a strong, solid buy it recommendation on this one. I really like this film. And it really held my interest. It absorbed, you know, it really draws you in when you're watching this and you know what, you know, this is the great thing about a really good movie. They can set all these arrows up or, you know, call them train tracks if you want. They're aimed in a certain direction and you know they're headed somewhere and you know there's going to be a collision and you're just waiting to see how it all plays out and it really holds your interest. Absolutely a good film. I recommend it. Go out, watch this repeatedly. I enjoyed the heck out of it. Next week, Gigi. A film that I'm thinking probably has a very different outlook than Bridge on the River Kwai. Actually, I saw the play, the musical, years ago now. Years and years ago. And I like that. And this is one of those odd cases, if I remember right, I believe the movie came out first and then they made a play based on the movie, which is kind of the reverse of how things usually work. But I did enjoy it, and so that's going to be next week. I'll let you know my review. Until then, I am, as always, Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Check out more reviews online at bignoisybug.com and check out the Chica Walker Show. I missed the end of the song there, but that's okay. Check out the Chica Walker Show if you get the chance. It's also at bignoisybug.com or thechicawalkershow.com, and that's kind of our comedy podcast. And now, I'm out of here, signing off.